Imagine going home with a boy and he's like, Mummy.
I've been on a first date before and she opened with my daddy.
That's wild. Thanks, Daddy.
Love that. What Liv has inadvertently done is called me Daddy there.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Some of the stuff that you can get on OnlyFans is wild.
I would know because I'm a documentary maker. You would know because you...
A subscriber.
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Look, we've got the intro type script in front of us, but obviously this is me and you, and we're very used to doing our own kind of podcast, so I don't know who takes charge here.
Not me.
So I'm going to. If you're easily offended, move along, for this is people that can take a joke.
So this is officially podcast territory now. We're not on the radio. We can swear. This is the Sunday Roast Reheated after the radio. They let us loose on the mics to talk absolute smut, and you get to hear it on a Monday.
Which is great, because we don't have to think, because it's hard to do on the radio, isn't it? We really have to stop ourselves from saying disgusting things.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
This is The Week Roasted, where we take all the news that's happened this week and see if it deserves a roasting.
First up, Apple introduces a digital passport in iOS 26. There's a new update where you can add your passport to your phone, but not yet for the UK, obviously. We're always late to the party.
Passport to the phone? I mean, that'd be good for me. Mine's an absolute state.
It's useful, I guess, but I just think, I don't know. I quite like having the passport. I like having the stamps. You can look where you've been.
Yeah, and it's another reason for you to go and get some sort of fancy holder to put it in. I'm sure you're one of them people, aren't you?
Yeah.
It all matches everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I like having a physical passport.
I don't understand technology, so that'd be useless for me.
Oh, we're talking of technology.
Tuesday, ChatGPT went down.
So I think me and you, another thing we have in common, we don't use ChatGPT. I don't even have it on my phone, guys.
No, but there is an awful lot of people around the world who probably didn't know what to do with themselves, because most people have ChatGPT as a personality these days.
But that is
it's
the problem.
It's made boring people a lot more interesting because they actually have things to discuss.
But also, if you think we can't tell when your Instagram caption or your reply to a message is ChatGPT, we can.
Yeah.
Everyone can tell.
You should have just naturally updated your personality, not just the app. Idiots.
We're not done yet.
This is a fabulous one.
So the link reads, on Wednesday, Katie Price steps back into her singing career for Portsmouth Pride. But I'll have you know, if you are someone that keeps up to date on Katie Price culture, which I do, she never left. She's been in Butlins up and down the country for years now. No, seriously, she's always singing, this girl.
And I can see why. Listen to this.
Baby, won't you show some class?
Slightly ironic, Katie Price telling us that we don't have to take her clothes off to have a good time. But
right, Pete, I will not have any slander of Katie Price.
Listen, we both met Katie,
she's
and
an
we
icon.
Both know her, and I think she's great. She's currently Ibiza with Wayne Lineker.
I saw that. I actually thought it was an AI image. Is that real?
Of Wayne or
both
Katie?
Of them. It just didn't look real. That is a night out that no one's going to survive.
No one's going to survive, and I cannot believe we didn't get the call up.
Yeah. We do the Week Roasted on the radio. Now, this is our adjacent Week Roasted, where we can be a little bit more un-PC.
Yeah, including the stories.
OnlyFans confirmed Bonnie Blue is permanently banned from the app after planning to sleep with 2,000 men in a day. Oh God.
That's going to make 2,000 Asbos really sad.
Yeah, everything about her content is problematic. We know that. I'm very surprised to see OnlyFans actually take a stance, though, because I'm sure they take a hefty... It's 25%. We know she earns a lot of money, so that's going to hurt their pockets, but they've done it.
They've obviously said no to that, but some of the stuff that you can get on OnlyFans is pretty wild.
I would know, because I'm a documentary maker. You would know, because you...
A subscriber.
Your mind's in the gutter.
Yeah, exactly. Would you ever do OnlyFans, Liv? What would you say your best asset is? Because some of them can be quite particular, because it doesn't always have to be proper smut, does it? Like, some of them do a lot of foot stuff and that.
I don't like feet. My feet are fine, but I think I'd rather just have sex.
Yeah, fuck the feet. Just go straight in full penetration. We don't need to worry about toes and that, do we?
Be a whole new meaning to the Sunday roast, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What are your feet like? Can I just have a brief description?
They are nice. They're clean. They're always pedicured. They're, like... really weirdly narrow.
It doesn't surprise me.
They're so narrow, it's insane.
It doesn't
surprise me.
Yeah.
Mental.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, I mean, you're wearing leggings today because you've been to the gym.
Where's
and
this going?
You've got quite narrow legs. So if you had a big wide foot at the bottom,
yeah, it'd be weird.
It would look a bit odd. So it doesn't surprise me. So effectively, from the waist down, it's like two hockey sticks.
And also, the French designers, like Louboutin, the shoes are not made for normal feet. And everyone's always like, these shoes are so uncomfortable. That's where I come into like my zone, because I'm like, these shoes were made for me.
So it's almost like...
I have to wear expensive shoes. Yeah, my feet don't fit into like economy shoes.
Yeah. And does that logic work with Brad when he says, well, have you bought more shoes? That
one, I've been trying to sell it for the last 10 years.
Are we still talking about?
Anyway.
Liv, what did you do last night? What was a motive?
You are too old to use motive.
Do you think?
Yes.
I'm just trying it out. Is it bad?
Yeah, it doesn't fit. I had a couple of days away with the dogs this week. That's not a euphemism. It's actually with my dogs.
Funny enough, that's what Brad keeps telling everyone.
Yes. He was
All three of my dogs went away.
Yes, yeah, so I got back, unpacked, repacked for the week, went to the gym. I was just staying sober and kind of laying low because I was hoping for a soccer aid call-up. I was thinking, like, if they have enough injuries, I'm here, I'm local. Guys, by the way, we're live from Manchester today.
We are. We're in Manchester.
I was thinking, I'm at home in Cheshire. Could I get, you know, tapped in?
I love the fact that you said we're live in Manchester and they mentioned you live in Cheshire.
Yeah, you just get that in there.
Just so people know that you're loaded. It's absolutely fine. Liv actually drove to work today as well.
Oh,
it was amazing. She didn't come pick me up or anything. She just let me get in an Uber, which
Where
is lovely.
Where should we pick you up from, London?
No, I'm staying in Manchester, aren't I?
Oh, because... sorry. I thought you came straight from the station.
No. I'm staying in Manchester. Don't worry about me. I'm painting the town red like Doja Cat. Don't worry about it.
Manchester is such a good night out. Do you remember when you came to my old flat?
Yeah, I remember it really, really well.
And you and Brad, Deliveroo ordered 80 bottles of beer by accident.
Yeah, we tried to order 8 bottles.
But it came up on a pallet.
Yeah, the guy delivered them. It came up on a pallet. And me and Brad walked through the door because we went down to get them. And Liv's response wasn't particularly nice, I'll be honest with you.
Was it not?
No, you started shouting at us both. But yeah, we are up in Manchester. And I don't think you're going to be getting a soccer aid call up, I'll be honest with you, Liv, because I've seen you run. And it's weird.
Hey, I know you don't follow football, but we're going to build a fantasy five-a-side team.
Yeah.
So we're going to do 5 players.
Yeah.
Who is player number one? All right, start actually. Who's in goal?
So, who's in goal? I'm thinking you've got to have someone quite big and just wedge them in there, haven't you? Or someone quite agile. So, for agility purposes, do these have to be actual footballers? Can we just go with people?
No, I think the further removed from football they are, the better.
Okay. Do you remember Shirley from EastEnders?
Of course I do.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Shirley because I think that kind of snarl.
Yeah.
Will just put people off when they're kind of running up to the goal. And also, I imagine she's quite agile.
And then, so we'll do like a midfielder. Who's your, like, your sort of your, listen to me, your number 10?
Okay, all right.
Who's like kind of all over the
pitch? The playmaker, yeah. The guy that's just all over the gaff. I mean, if you're looking for a playmaker, then I imagine Hugh Hefner.
He's dead, but we've resurrected him?
Yeah. We're just sort of fantasy, this
okay,
is.
Okay, what about your goal scorer, your, what's they call them?
Person up front. Callum Best.
I feel like we need to put a woman in.
All right, okay, all right. So, I'd put you in.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never get picked.
No,
are you
I don't.
Serious?
Liv, you're such a good fan. I would always pick you, Liv.
Thank you.
I would always pick you. I think that would be good. Do you think you'd make a good goal scorer?
My foot to eye to hand coordination is terrible.
Oh, you'd probably miss the ball with your narrow feet. It would just be swing, just go straight underneath. It'd be like a sandwich.
Yeah. Who's the manager? I feel like...
Well, me, obviously.
I was going to say, like, you know who I think gives it a good team talk? Lorraine Kelly.
Lorraine Kelly would be amazing, yeah.
She'd be a great manager.
Yeah, she would, 100%.
Like, just go and put that wee ball in the goal.
Sorry? Was that a Lorraine Kelly impression?
I don't know.
No, please again.
One... Darling.
Was that Lorraine Kelly on Miss Doubtfire?
Oh my God, I've normally been doing quite good, Lorraine. I've lost her.
I just want to point out that she means she's lost her voice. Olivia Atwood hasn't physically lost Lorraine.
No, I can't
she's
think of
missing.
Her accent. And do you know who I'd have as chairman of the football club? Wayne Lineker.
Obviously.
Hospitality.
100%. And if you're lucky, you'll get to go inside Wayne's box.
You can't think about football without thinking about Wags.
Yeah. Do you know any good ones?
I was raised on the Cheryl Cole, Victoria Beckham wag era. Like, that was a vintage time for
wag-a-thee. Was it something you aspired to be?
Yeah. Like, I'll say that. Like, they made it so cool. Like, they look at them. They were just out. They were Huns. They were out on the town. They were pissing off the manager. Wags these days are very well behaved.
Obviously, you're a wag.
Kind of.
Have there been times when you have ever pissed off any of Brad's managers?
I had a really good relationship with the Blackburn manager and he liked me a lot. Tony Mowbray, absolute legend. So he definitely embraced me and everything. But I think, yeah, having a player that's like simultaneously filming a reality TV show is probably not.
Yeah.
They don't love that and they don't love like the distraction element.
Does Brad get like a lot of stick from like teammates and stuff about being married to you? Because traditionally, Wags are in the shadows. So you being kind of at the forefront and not being able to shut up is very unlike a Wag.
So what it is like, you know, when the teams turn on players, so like when he had a bad time at Sunderland, I think the fans were coming for me.
So is it when Brad's having a great time, it's whatever you're doing, Liv, you keep it up.
Yeah,
as soon as it goes bad, it's that fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She's always on the telly, she's distracting him.
Oh, I had many death threats on a Saturday morning. It was lovely.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that is very much the misogyny of the game.
So anyone that's listening that is thinking of following in your footsteps, fuck knows why. Firstly, don't. But secondly, if you do want to become a Wag, what have you got, like, kind of a top tip?
If you're going to be a real proper Wag, because I would say I'm a really, like, bad one, but you need to be very patient. You need to be happy to watch a lot of football.
I think forgiving,
Forgiving. Maybe, like, if you have really bad peripheral vision and you don't keep a lock on things.
Yeah, you need to have selective hearing and selective eyesight.
Yeah. I don't think it's the glamorous that people think it is.
No.
The money's great. That part, I won't deny, was fantastic.
I think we managed to get through that without insulting too many people, if I'm honest with you. But if you read between the lines, there is definitely some insults in there.
Girls, go out and get your own bag. That's what I'm saying. That's better than being a Wag.
Yeah. Look at that. God, you are feminist today.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm here for it.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Sunday Roast with Pete and Liv. Liv, I've got a question for you. I think I probably know the answer to this. What's your best tattoo?
I don't know if it's like artistically the best, but my favourite is my new one, my flame.
I thought you were going to say the other one that your mum hates.
What, my mum hates all of them.
The skull one.
Oh, she hates the skull. I mean, that's the best one. Yeah.
I mean, I like
that one. What about you? What's your best one?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know. I mean,
Where do they begin and end? It's quite hard to pick them out.
Yeah, when I'm on holiday, I just look like a mouldy bit of broccoli in a pair of swim shorts. It's just kind of a green mess. They've all kind of run into each other. So I don't really have a best one. Not as good as this guy from Manchester. He's had a Tesco club card tattooed on his arm so he doesn't miss out on the points.
I want to just like throw something out here. I feel like
I want to throw something at him.
This is the ultimate cheat code. Like, this is a guy that's serious about point collection. In this economy, you can't take it too lightly.
So actually, you think it's actually quite clever?
I just hope they don't change his points card like anytime soon, because obviously he's going
to
have
Do you have to change your club card when you move house?
Also, it's like a big commitment to Tesco. I don't know if I'd choose Tesco as my like store.
Oh no, let me guess. You're M&S or Waitrose? There we go. Lots to learn from your new TV show.
Yeah, got a new TV show.
New TV show, returning TV show.
We love a recommission around here.
Oh, you're collecting recommissions for fun these days. What series is this?
Am I allowed to have a gentle plug?
No, you're not going to have a gentle plug. You're going to have an aggressive one, okay. And I'm going to back it up.
Price Perfection, my docu-series all about cosmetic surgery, is back. You can stream the whole box set on ITVX, or you can watch it Thursdays at 10 p.m. on ITV2.
So for anyone that hasn't watched it, that's been living in kind of a cave, what is it?
It's a documentary series hosted and fronted by me, where I go out and investigate the cosmetic surgery culture and industry in this modern day.
How did this come about? Was it just kind of you were doing your own research and then thought, we'll take a camera?
So I know what you're doing here. You're trying to sidestep into an insult about me having a lot of cosmetic surgery.
Do you know what? I'm actually not going to do that because you look great at the minute.
Thank you. Because I front this documentary. I know who the best doctors are.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why I know you look great is because before we started today, a few hours ago, you showed me a video of you from 6 years ago and you looked like you'd been hit by a car and then stung by bees. You currently look fabulous.
Thank you. And I actually look like awful today. I think I did all the wrong things for a long time. Now I do the right things. So we're like showing the good stuff, we're showing the bad stuff, everything in between.
Mm-hmm. What's the most dramatic thing you saw whilst filming? Are there any? Have I done this one for you before?
We talk about your penis.
Is this the one with the dick filler?
Yeah, it was this documentary, yeah.
You've done so many shows that I've had weird cameos in.
This is the same thing. So we have a man episode this time, a whole episode about men, the things they're doing. The most dramatic thing I saw was like probably like a full 360 tummy tuck in the mummy makeover episode. So literally the stomach, like flesh and muscle is like cut. He lifted her like a car hood, do you know what I mean? All the way up to here, then restitches all the muscles of the stomach back together that have been prolapsed from pregnancy to be like table side for that. That was insane. insane.
Is there anything you have seen that is on your kind of wish list? Is there anything that you have seen that you would actually want to do?
So on my wish list at the moment, but it's just a scheduling issue for me, I'd like to have a small eyebrow lift. So I'd like to have that because I feel like I've got a little bit of droppage on the end of the tail. Something I'd never do is a BBL.
Right, yeah.
One, I just don't think they suit my figure.
No.
Can you imagine me with a massive ass?
No, I cannot.
And they're so dangerous. And the more of them I see, the more I'm like, no, it's not worth it.
Really that dangerous?
So it's the highest mortality rate of any cosmetic surgery.
Which is mad because I would say it's probably one of the most popular.
In recent years.
I know lots of people that have had.
You actually, as a connoisseur of the BBL, how many good ones have you seen?
Two, specifically.
Yeah.
And that's out of a...
But they all look good in clothes.
A small number.
But
yes,
that's a surgery where getting a good one is very rare.
Is there anything you'd specifically recommend for me? Because I am getting to the age now where everyone tells me I've got to start having
things done
because
I look like death. I think you need to do your eyes. Yeah. Like what I did.
It'd be nice if you could say, not specifically look and say, I have told you this before. I mean, you didn't even think about it. You just went straight, well, yeah, of course, your eyes. All right, I understand that. That's fine.
Droopy eyes.
Saggy, droopy, too much skin around the eyes.
I know someone.
You know, so well, can you actually put me in touch?
Is it that bad? No, you're
or
did fine. You,
or are you talking about the lazy eye? Which bit?
No, I'm not worried. That's a medical thing.
We've got lots of issues going on there.
Something that is in your DNA, Pete, is being miserable and moaning about things.
Yeah, weird enough, it makes me happy. Moaning about other people makes me happy, which is why, whilst you were away, we did What Gets On My Wick, and we're going to continue to do that.
Because I've allowed us to.
Because you've allowed us to.
I actually quite like the segment.
Yeah, basically, because you love to moan as well.
I do.
But basically, the Sunday roast has become like therapy for me.
Yeah.
Just to get things off my chest. I feel freer after I've done it. So this morning, I had to get the train to Manchester. And normally I don't mind a train, but I'll tell you when I really don't like it. Or in fact, not just on trains, any public space. And it's always younger people, which makes me sound about 90, but it's always young people who have speakers in like a little group and then play their music for everyone around them to hear.
How insanely selfish do you have to be to think other people want to hear your music?
You know, and that's coming from us who play music for people on a radio station.
And we're both insanely selfish.
And we're both insanely selfish, yeah. But it's just so annoying. Like, genuinely, and they have these little speakers and it's always crackly, or worse is when it's just off a phone.
No.
And it sounds tinny and it's always terrible music. What has fucked you off for this week?
So I was at a hotel for a couple of days with the dogs in Scotland, and this could be controversial, but I'm actually just going to say it because I think that people are too sensitive. When I'm at a buffet, I realise, and this might be some trauma from my upbringing, how much I hate, like, gluttony, greedy people. Like, you know, people just, like, they're piling their plate. You don't need, like, no one needs what you have. Like, I know it's, like, all you can eat, but, like, it's not meant to be literal.
I completely agree
with
that.
Whenever there's
a buffet, people always take more than what they would normally.
I know, it's annoying.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. You greedy, horrible piece of shit, fucking,
you
get it.
Big slug-looking fuck.
You can see all you can eat and you think, oh, I must eat everything then. Well, you don't have to. You're even picking up things you don't like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, when you see their combinations on the plate, I just think, oh, come on.
I've got another one this week, actually, which personally really bothers me and affects me, and I guarantee you've had this and you'll agree with this. I get when people don't like dogs. I live in a building where there's lots of dogs, and this week a really, really beautiful, like, Cane Corso got into the lift with this lovely guy, and I see him every day and the dog's fucking stunning, really, really lovely. And then someone got in the lift and literally screamed as the lift door opened and ran the other way. This dog was doing nothing. It literally sat there licking my hand whilst I was talking to the fella, and the person screamed, you've got two big dogs.
Yeah, well, I've got a Rottweiler and a Shepherd, so, like, it's a regular occurrence for someone to throw themselves in front of a moving car just to get away from my dogs. Like, I've seen people jump in bushes. Like, my dogs are just existing.
Yeah.
I think there's issues here, though. I think that as well, our media does a lot of scaremongering around dogs, so I think that a lot of people think that dogs are just rabidly off-lead attacking people, and actually, there's always a backstory to why someone's been bitten or attacked. It's so rarely just out of the blue as they describe it. Like, that's a very, you know, unusual situation. My dogs are on a lead in London always. Like, they're not going anywhere.
And that's the real logical answer. I just think that if you don't like dogs, you're scared of them, you're a fucking idiot.
It's a big ick. Imagine dating a guy who's scared of dogs. Sorry, that's so mean. But I can imagine.
Oh, have we just unlocked a new ick?
That's horrible. Imagine he's like, oh, I'm scared.
I hear ya.
Sorry, there's so many things that men shouldn't be able to indulge in, and being scared is one of them.
Talking of icks.
Sorry, I'm not doing much for your man-made mental health podcast.
No, but you are doing a lot for my dog show. So it's all about equilibrium.
I don't think my dad has the emotion emotion of scared or sad. Like he doesn't, like, which obviously we know is unhealthy, but it's like now men are very in their feelings. It's like it's a big gear shift when you grow up with an emotionally constipated father. Yes. I'm like, my God, what, you guys feel stuff? What the fuck? What the fuck is going on here?
But it's not the thing that has pissed me off most this week.
Go on.
That's you.
What have I done?
I spoke last week about PDA, public displays of affection. So you thought it'd be a great idea just to whack up a picture of you with a load of roses. So the old anniversary.
But I actually feel like I'm going to take the stand and defend myself.
You can try.
I think in my defence, it was a wedding anniversary post. I didn't even write a caption.
To be fair, and the only thing that kind of saved it for me is when you said, yeah, but the aesthetic was nice.
I don't want roses for any other reason than to post them on Instagram. Like, we have a very open dialogue about this.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Flowers are just such a, you know, a non-entity. Like, they die in 2 days. But they do look really cute on my feed.
Right.
And that was a few days after our anniversary because we actually both forgot.
That's quite iconic.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, more than anything, anniversaries in general. I mean, I've never had one. So so it's real tough. Was it once a year you do that? Unless I started doing monthly, I don't think I'll experience one.
Also, it's like, you know, people that are not married and have anniversaries, it's like, what's that day? Your first day? How do you remember the day of your first date? To me, that's crazy behavior.
Well, there's a prime example then of another thing that fucks me off is just anniversaries in general, because I have recently seen an anniversary rose petal type thing for happy 3 months.
The rule applies here, what we said last week, but Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez have allegedly broken up. The more noise there is around a relationship, I'm telling you, the more unstable that relationship is. The theory always checks out.
Like it.
Drake is a daddy.
It's Father's Day, and I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that. Do you mean he's got children, or do you mean he's a daddy?
No, to me, he's not a daddy. To me, he's just a father, like he's got children.
Right, okay. So what's the difference for you between a father and a daddy?
Well, I'm going to quote Pedro Pascal, the actor. He said, daddy is a state of mind, and I completely take that on board because I feel like it's an aura. You're either like a father, like in the legitimate sense, like you fathered a child, or you're a daddy. So I pick up the bill a lot in my friendship group, calling them all out here. So they call me daddy.
Wow.
They're like, daddy, sausage wallet.
If that's what it means then, does that mean that technically when we go out, I'm your daddy?
Oh,
Because what you've done now is the way you've just said there is that you pick up the bill in your friendship group. But when we go out,
I pick up the bill.
So guys, what Liv has inadvertently done is called me daddy there.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Not for me lack of trying, by the way, but Pete just won't let me pay. So thanks, daddy.
love that. But for future reference, it's puppy. You mentioned it on the radio earlier on, there's a difference between a father and a daddy. Obviously, you know, we're not going to go down the normal route of it just being Father's Day because, A, who cares, and B, the daddy thing is much more interesting. When do you think the word daddy changes into something that you don't use for a father figure?
The thing is, I've misused the word so much that even saying the word daddy in the same sentence as my father gives me goosebumps, like it makes me feel sick.
You are someone that says daddy.
In an adult sense, yeah. With my actual father, I'm sure as a little girl I called him daddy, but I think anyone who's like gone through puberty and still calling their dad daddy, it knocks me sick. Like, it gives me like goosebumps.
Really?
Like, yeah. No adult person should be saying daddy or mummy. Come on.
Yeah, completely.
I don't care who that upsets. It's fucking creepy.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Imagine going home with a boy and he's like, mummy.
Mummy, I don't like dogs.
Mummy, I'm scared of the dog.
What do you mean? I do get called daddy quite a lot, but not in that way, like by people on nights out. You know what I'm like? You've been on a night out with me. I'm very...
Yeah, you are the dad.
Yeah, basically in that way.
Yeah, okay,
so then it's become
you.
A running joke that's the daddy thing. So it's kind of lost its sexuality.
I don't feel like you can't just come out the gate with like a daddy chat in a sexual scenario with someone like early doors. You need to test the water.
I've been on a first date before and she opened with hi, daddy.
That's wild.
It was wild.
That's
You're
wild.
Right. It was fucking wild, yeah.
Because a lot of people do have weird, like, some people don't like that.
I think there's a time and a place.
Agreed. What kind of dad do you think you'll be? Let's bring it back to, like, Father's Day. Like, if you father a child.
I would be an overly protective father.
Yeah, sure.
I'd be a really annoying father. You'd be an absent mother.
Hey.
You'd be an absent mother with a nanny.
Would that be court ordered or would that be by choice?
Oh, it would be by choice, absolutely.
Okay.
You'd be wishing for the court order.
No, that's so mean.
No, I think you'd be a good mum.
My dad, people always accuse me of fatherless behaviour, but I do have a father who loves me. He was super relaxed. Like, if my mum went away with her friends, we were like, fuck. can come on. Space your free house. He was so chill about everything. Like, it was great. My mum was terrifying.
See, my mum was like that. My mum was super chill about everything. And I think that probably goes to show why we're both probably don't have limits and boundaries within our lives and do everything to excess, and we're disgusting human beings.
Absolute piece of shit.
Be strict on your kids.
Yes.
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
This has been the Sunday Roast Reheated. If you thought it was worth rating, go and leave a comment. Roast us if you want. Actually, do you know what? Don't even put nice comments. Let's see if we can make this the worst rated show.
Hey, don't do that, because it directly affects our advertising slots.
Rate us, because this we put a lot into it.
We need money.
We need cash.
Please share this podcast with all your friends and family, especially your dads.
Yeah, so...
Wink. Oh. And, yeah, rate us, like us, share us, listen to us, all the above.
Make sure you're brutal with your
Treat
reviews.
Us like Bonnie Blue. Just all get in the room together and go nuts over this podcast.
Just tap that button.
The Sunday Roast.
Reheated.